You know that I'm a conservative. I've never made any bones about that. I also am registered as a Republican, although I'm a conservative first and a Republican second. But it seems that even though the Pacific Northwest is infamously blue, that is majority Democrat, that lately the Democrats, the people, not the politicians, have decided, you know, maybe we'd rather live like Republicans have suggested that we live. You know, where we have law and order, we have affordability, we have trust between government and the people, that the government actually listens to the people. And I think someone who likely shares my point of view on this is Washington State Senator John Braun, who joins me now. Senator, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me on, Lars.
So there's a brand new poll out, and you thought you saw some things in that that are pretty notable. What did you see?
Yeah, so this is a poll from the Seattle Chamber of Commerce, and it's very validating, frankly. It really lines up with what have been our priorities since before the recent session, even before that, which says we ought to be focused on what regular people around the state care about, which is public safety, keeping our families and our communities safe, you know, affordable, making Washington an affordable place to live for working families, and stop driving up the cost of food and gas and housing, and rebuilding, trust in state and local government. It's been a tough couple of years, and we got a lot of work to do to rebuild trust. And there's things we can and should be doing to do just that.
Well, Senator Braun, this is not a secret poll. It's not an insider poll. The Democrats can see the poll as well. Do you think they're paying any attention to what the people are saying?
Well, I'd certainly like to hope they are. The things they've been pushing, if you really dig into the poll, I mean, and they're lined up with essentially the socialists in the city of Seattle. But everybody else, what few Republicans there are, and the Democrats and independents, seem to be lined up with what we've been saying for a while. So it's hard to imagine they aren't reading this and thinking, man, did we get it wrong? Do we need to change our ways? But we will see. In the meantime, we're going to continue to listen to regular people around the state and set our priorities accordingly.
Well, because, Senator, one of the frustrations I hear about all the time from people who call, people who email, they comment on social media or on our website, they say, gee, Seattle decides for the rest of the state, and the rest of us just have to take whatever they decide to do. And Seattle, as you point out, is 60% Democrats, which means that, you know, as long as it's 60%, then they're going to win just about every vote, and they're going to have a heavy influence on every single governor that's chosen for the state. And I just wonder, as polls like this come out saying, you know, you folks are out of touch and out of tune with the average citizen out there, and you're not doing what they want you to do, what they need you to do. You know, like you said, public safety, affordable housing, good job opportunities. If they don't sit down and have an adjustment in where they're going, I would imagine that 60% might just go away. And in that case, I hope they don't decide to just, you know, put up some window dressing and say, well, we'll make it look as though we're doing something about this, because that's what they'll try to do. I think they're going to have to run away from the policies of the Democrat Party, or they're going to lose elections. And in that case, Washington State can get a Republican governor and a Republican legislature again. I think that's a good way for things to turn out.
I certainly wouldn't argue it. I don't wish any harm on anyone. I want people to have the ability to live a good life. But at some point, they're going to have to live with the consequences of the leaders they vote for. And I think eventually, and this is a good sign, they're rethinking that. And they're rethinking, are they electing the right people? And we're working hard in our state to offer them options, to say, look, there is a better way. There is a way that can ensure that your communities are safe, that you can afford to live here, that you can believe government really is here to make your life better. Or better yet, you don't have to think so much about government. You can just live your life. I think there is a way to get to that, and we're certainly working hard to build trust, to build understanding that's what we're focused on. We're not focused on these radical ideas, frankly, on either side so much, but on just making people's lives better here in the state of Washington.
Well, I got to tell you, Senator, you know that because of what I do for a living, I get a lot of what we call pitches. Somebody will pitch an idea to us in their various groups. One of them that got pitched to me today was about housing cost in America. And it really stuck out to me, because Portland is the 24th or 23rd biggest city in America, but it has the 13th highest housing costs. And then I looked up Seattle, and Seattle is the 13th biggest city, it has the sixth highest housing costs in America. And there's no reason for it other than that government comes in and says, we're going to tax, we're going to have regulations, we're going to have all these other things that artificially make housing more expensive. So once we get the public safety piece of it solved, and I hope we do, then you've got to look at the next biggest issue for most people in their budget is their housing. And housing is extraordinarily expensive in Portland and Seattle, and for no good reason other than the government's desire to both tax and regulate. And I hope people see that connection.
Yeah, this is a simple supply and demand problem. We've made it more expensive and more, therefore more costly and timely to build housing, and certainly in our metro areas, but this is increasingly true in our urban areas as well. I mean, where I live in a pretty urban, a pretty rural area, we've seen housing prices go up by almost 100% in the last 2 years. It's just shocking, and if especially young folks who want to buy their first home, there's virtually no options. And the simple fact is, in Washington, we are 250,000 houses behind where we need to be based on our population. That didn't happen this year, last year. It's happened over a decade or more as Democratic majorities have made it harder and harder to build houses at scale. Instead, they like to trot out and say, hey, well, we're putting a bunch of money into affordable housing. And that's not necessarily bad, but say you put, they did this year, $800 million into affordable housing.
Well, Senator Braun, I'm going to try and talk you out of that position that it's not necessarily bad for the government to be involved in housing. Everything the government does in housing is 30 to 50% more expensive than the same housing built by the private sector. So one of these days, maybe we'll have a long conversation on the air so everybody can hear it, where I'm going to talk you out of the notion. I think the government should stay as far away from housing as it possibly can and leave it up to the private sector. Unless, of course, people say, hey, I'm glad to pay 50% more because my housing was built by the government. Most of us would say, no, I'd rather let the private sector do it. You know, same house built the same way to the same quality for 50% less money than the government would build it for. And believe me, there are plenty of examples of that. And the last example I'd offer to you is Portland. I'm sure Seattle's done the same. During the pandemic, they said, well, we're going to do all these things about rent to stand up for the rights of renters. And then the city in just a year and a half has lost 4,000 rental houses. And they say, why? Where did all those people go? And we said, you beat the daylights out of landlords and the mom and pops that own those houses. And they said, then I'm not renting anymore. Senator John Braun from the Washington State Senate, we're always glad for his insights.